This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and once again, now we're talking with St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre after another successful weekend. Coach, welcome back.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Coach. The weather is great right now. I probably should be knocking on some wood. Looks like another solid all-around victory for you guys over the weekend. Big weekend I want to talk about, too. But, we talked about defense a few weeks ago, and it looks like they stood tall on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought they really led the charge Saturday. I thought we played well offensively, but I thought the defense was outstanding. It was the best game they had played all year against a very good team. I know the score doesn't indicate that, but Malden Catholic is a good team. They went toe-to-toe with BC High last week. I was at the game, scouted it. It was very much an even game. So we knew going in we were going to have to play well, and I thought the defense set the tone early. We like to defer, give the team the ball, but they actually took the ball, MC, this week. They wanted the football, and I think they felt pretty confident, and we shut it right down. We got an interception, first play of the game by Lucas Pelletier on a great play, made a great read on it, and we scored two plays later. So, again, really fast start and a great way to start.
Excellent. Can you mention a couple of kids on defense that you're proud of in particular this week?
Yeah, I'll start with Lucas. I thought he played his best game at safety for us, Lucas Pelletier. He had multiple tackles coming up off the edge in our run fit to stop their run game. He had an interception. He blocked a PAT on the only score they had. He just had an all-around great game. He's a leader for us, a senior back there. He's played a lot of ball, and he's starting to really come into his own. So that was great to see. I thought Alex Bajoris at nose played really, really well up front. They're running. They had under 30 yards rushing on close to 20 attempts. So anytime you can hold a team down like that, it speaks to a lot of what goes on as a team. But I think those two guys really stood out. I thought our linebackers played really well. Jackson Tucker, Drew Bossy, Alex Terese, Nick Shibley, and Evermore Jay-Z all played really, really well.
It looks like on offense you have a variety of weapons, and I'm guessing that even on a warm day like it's been on Saturday and Sunday, you guys are pretty well fresh because you've got a lot of different guys you can rely on.
Yeah, I mean, we try to carve out roles for guys. We try to have as many people contributing to our team as possible. Doesn't always work out that way, but that's what we strive to do. We try to put our trust in guys, and it helps certainly on days like that where it's warmer than normal and you can get shuffling guys in and out. We play three backs. We play two tight ends, sometimes three tight ends at times. We've played two quarterbacks almost every time this year. Multiple receivers. It definitely speaks to the way our program's built and the trust we give the kids and that they earn from us, that we can put them out there.
Over the years, Bill Newell and I started many, many years ago, and we rarely interviewed kids after a game, and if we did, we certainly went through the coaches first, and that has really progressed over the years and changed and morphed, and I'm just so impressed with so many student-athletes all over now who can speak after a game and speak intelligently, intelligibly, and talk about coaching, talk about the other kids. But I watched your freshman the other day in a film online, and then I also read in the paper where he said, the game is slowing down for him, Vargas, and it's like, wow, these kids are polished already.
Yeah, I mean, he's a different cat, and I mean that in a great way. He's built differently. He's wise beyond his years, wise beyond his years. I mean, that it speaks to why he can play as a freshman and play at the level he has, and it's kind of shows you what college coaches see when they start offering kids when they're 14, and you say, what the heck are they thinking? Well, when he's 6'5 and can throw it like that, and then you meet him and you see what kind of kid he is, it kind of puts the whole package together. So he's an incredibly impressive kid. He's been brought up really well by his parents. He has great parents, great family structure, which certainly helps. And he takes coaching. I mean, he takes the coaching. He wants to be coached. He's eager about being coached. And not everybody's like that. You know, we're fortunate here. Our guys are. But he wants the coaching. And when you have a kid that talented that actually wants to be coached and wants to learn the finer points of the position, it's exciting.
Well, he's the second teenager I've heard being spoken like that over the last 50 years or so. The other one was Bobby Orr, and he wasn't even a teenager. He was 12 years old when they went up and looked at him. But you mentioned being brought up well and so on. I want to ask you, Coach, about the sense of community at the prep on a day like Hall of Fame Day, because you know, naturally Bill O'Brien coming back got all the publicity, but Hall of Famers who are inducted in Hall of Fame, it's a small brotherhood, and I want to ask you about that sense of community, what it's like, what it means.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks to our tradition up here athletically. I mean, certainly as a school, it was a classy event. It was done the right way. It was done to certainly honor and celebrate superlative student athletes, but it's also done in a way where it's a humble ceremony. It's a lot of gratitude and a lot of thanks for the experience that the prep was for these people, and it just speaks to the place. And I say it a lot, and it, you know, might ring hollow a little bit, but it's really about the people here. Yes, the place is special in a lot of ways, but it's the people that make it that way. And, you know, to have those alums come back, those student athletes come back, to see how the place has grown, but to see also how it's kind of maintained its integrity, and it's still very much similar to the place they left 15, 20, 30 years ago, whatever it may be. It just speaks to the people and the leadership here, and we have that.
Gerard Moynihan always spoke at the Moynihan Student Athlete of the Year Award Ceremony. It's not the award, it's the people who get the award that makes the award ceremony so great. So I appreciate your sharing that with us. I guess, Coach, finally, the meat of the schedule right now, CM is next, and what's the plan this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big game. Obviously, there'll be a lot of hype around it, 1-2. We've been in this situation quite a bit, fortunately for us. This is why you do this. This is why you come here. I often say that, and this is one of those games. But we have great respect for them. We know the challenge ahead of us. They're always the most talented team in the state, or amongst them. They've been an elite program in the state in the last 7-8 years, and I feel like we have been as well. And, we're just going to roll the ball out. There's no magic. There's no shortcut. There's none of that. There's show up, and you need to play harder and play tougher and more physical. And the best team's going to win. I know that.
Looking forward to it. Saturday. Brian, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Appreciate it, Rick. You as well.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.